Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of making faith strong and effective. I'll tell you, the Bible declares that we are to grow in faith and that our faith is to become strong. We've seen these principles. We're to receive the Word and believe it so it can work effectually in us. As you believe the Word of truth, and it will work effectively because you're going to speak it forth, you're going to communicate your faith, you're going to act upon it. Remember, you keep faith as a breastplate. It covers your heart. The Word in your heart being kept in there will keep that faith as a breastplate in you. You abound in hope. The God of hope will fill you with all joy and peace in believing as you abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Remember, Abraham against hope believed in hope, and hope's the anchor of your soul. Remember, you mix with your spirit of faith the Word preached, which produces specific faith as the Word is written in your heart. As you hear the Word, you must mix it with your own spirit of faith. If not, it will not profit you. We've seen the fact that what we do is by releasing our faith, and we hold fast our confession of our hope. Confessing the Word of God, confessing our hope, is the release of our faith. We continually release it. We hit unseen root problems by speaking to the mountain or praying the prayer of faith, and we know that our faith is in the power of God released when we speak the Word. As we release our faith, it is our servant, and we are to work our faith continually, working it with the power of God being released as we act on the Word. Remember, we call those things not being as being, and against any hope we believe in hope, we don't consider the natural realm facts. We're not about to stagger at the promise of God through any unbelief, but we'll be strong in faith or be strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. And this is very important, that we do not let any doubt come in. Be fully persuaded that what God has promised, He's able to perform. And we're going to be abounding in faith with thanksgiving, praise God. We need to be offering up thanksgiving, and that's going to cause you to abound in faith in your life. Also, we walk by it step by step. We don't draw back, but we live by it. And we realize that if we have fear, that equals no faith. If we have doubt, standing in two ways, then God says we're of little faith. If we're reasoning, we'll be of little faith. If we're unbelief, we'll be separated from the promise of God, and we will not see the promise come to pass in our life. Remember, because of unbelief, they couldn't enter in and possess the promised land, and you won't possess your promises if you have fear, doubt, reasoning, or unbelief. Remember, great faith is when we believe the Word of God without any sense realm evidence, based on the authority of the Word, and we speak it, and we know that it's going to come to pass, praise God. These principles are important to make your faith strong and effective. The last broadcast, we were talking about things that were important. One of the things is the fact that when the enemy comes against you, he's attacking your faith, and you need to overcome the enemies attacking your faith. One of the things that's important is protect it by rejoicing in the Lord. And we got to learn to endure these attacks, because you are going to have tribulation. You are going to have persecution against your faith. People can be used to the devil. People that are even loved ones, people in your own household, can be used to the devil to try to persecute your own faith and to get you to draw back from acting on God's Word. Well, don't fall for that. Hold fast. If you don't hold fast your faith, you'll make it shipwreck. We talked about that scripture in the last broadcast. The fact that if we're supposed to hold faith, where it says some, having put away concerning faith, have been made shipwreck. They've made their faith shipwreck. Don't let your faith be shipwreck. Let your faith be operative in your life as you continually release it. In fact, the Bible even says in the latter times that some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Be sure you are operating in the God kind of faith. And always examine yourself whether you're in the faith. And it's going to be based on God's Word in your life. Praise God. In fact, many of them, they've cast off their first faith. They've gone to other things. They have faith in the worldly ways, or faith in their own abilities, instead of faith in God's Word and His power. Praise God. Also, another thing that's important is we got to learn that we're going to fight the good fight of faith. And we are not going to err from the faith by following after other things, lusts or other desires contrary to the word. Don't let the devil get you erring from the faith, and don't get reprobate or void of judgment concerning the faith. That happened to Jannes and Jambres because they resisted the truth and they became reprobate concerning the faith. Don't resist God's word. God's word is the truth. Act upon it and know that it will come to pass. Romans 14:23 says that whatsoever is not of faith is sin. We must realize if we're not operating by faith, we're actually committing sin. Remember, it's impossible to please Him without faith. And we do have the faith of the Lord Jesus. We can walk by faith. We can live by it. And when you walk by faith in God's word, you will not sin in your life. Hebrews chapter 11 brings a lot of principles that are important for making your faith strong and effective. In Hebrews 11, verse 24 to 27, it says, by faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. What did he choose? He chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. You must understand that if you allow yourself to walk in the pleasures of sin, it will affect your faith. You will not have strong faith whatsoever. You'll be in no faith land because of the fact that you are abiding in sin. When you're abiding in sin, you're not in faith. So turn away from all worldly ways. Worldliness pulls down your faith. He turned away. He esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. And he had respect under the recompense of the reward. He knew there was a reward coming. In fact, he forsook Egypt. He didn't want to have anything to do with walking in the ways of the darkness, of the ways of the world. Instead, he had his eyes on the Lord. And he was seeing Him who is invisible. And because of that, that's why he endured. And you realize that you're going to endure because you know you serve a God. You don't see Him. You don't see Him in the natural, but He is real as you and me. And He's living on the inside of you. And as you speak the word, the power of God is coming to pass in our life. Another principle that's important, have a good report. Faith has a good report. It doesn't speak negatives. In fact, in Hebrews 11:2, the elders obtained a good report because they spoke what the word said. Remember the two spies that came back with a good report? They spoke what God said, that we're well able to go up and possess the land. They agreed with God. Agree with God. Don't agree with the enemy. Don't agree with your circumstances. Don't agree with what other people say contrary to the word. Have a good report, praise God. This is so important. If you have a good report, then you'll go in and possess the land. Remember the 10 that came back with an evil report, they never possessed the land. They died out in the wilderness. Don't be one of those that doesn't go in and possess your promises. Be one who's obedient to God and has a good report confessing what the word says, praise God. Here's another scripture in Hebrews 11:8. By faith, Abraham, he was called to go out into a place where he should after receive for inheritance. He obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. You know, you're going to walk step by step. You've got to learn to obey, and you're not going to know all the things that are ahead. God's going to lead you step by step, and you need to learn to trust in Him. The good man, the steps of the Lord, or steps of the good man, are order of the Lord. That's the valiant overcoming man, by the way. And that's certainly a person who's walking by faith. The steps of the valiant overcoming man walking by faith will be ordered to the Lord. And so you need to walk in those steps and follow what He has for you. Abraham obeyed, and boy, he entered into the inheritance, and he was blessed, praise God. Another thing that's important is learn to be obedient. Romans chapter 16, verse 26, speaking of the Romans, he wrote and he talked about the fact that they were obedient. He said he's making known to all the nations for the obedience of faith. Their obedience in doing what the word says. And this is what needs to be in your life. You need to be obedient. Another scripture, Hebrews 11:11, that's important about making your faith strong. Here it speaks of Sarah. It says, through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed. Some people think it was just Abraham's faith that produced that child. No, Sarah had to get her faith operative too. Sarah herself received, that's the word lambano, meaning to take hold of, strength. Strength is the word dunamis in the Greek, meaning miraculous power, to conceive seed. Through faith, Sarah herself took hold of the miraculous power of God to conceive seed. You have to rise up and take hold of the promise of God. You may have other people praying for you, and that's great. But you know, it's time for you to get your faith operative. It's time for you to start releasing your faith and speak to your own mountains and quit relying on somebody else to always do the praying for you. God wants people to pray for you, but He wants you to pray yourself. Sarah herself had to take hold of the miraculous ability of God to conceive seed. And you do that, and you're going to see the promises of God come to pass. He wants your faith to get strong, praise God. James 2:14 talks about the actions of faith. We need to act on the word to activate and to operate it, praise God. If a man says he hath faith and has not works, can faith save him? The answer is no. We've got to have faith that is operative, and it's operative when we act on the word of God, being a hearer and a doer of God's word. Colossians chapter 2, the Bible speaks of the steadfastness of our faith. Our faith needs to be steadfast. He was beholding their order and the steadfastness of their faith in Christ. Your faith needs to be steadfast, and it will be as you're abounding in faith by continually giving thanksgiving. Continually give thanksgiving to what God for what God's doing for you. Thanksgiving is the language of faith. You thank God that He's bringing the promise of God. You thank God for His healing power. You thank God for performing His word. You thank God for meeting this particular need. Continually acting on the word and thanking Him for it, and He'll bring it to pass. Another thing that's important is that you need to expect the victory. 1 John 5:4 says that this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Your faith will get the victory, so you need to expect the victory. Expect the victory. Don't wonder if the victory is going to come. Don't doubt. Don't waver. Know and expect the victory of the promise of God is going to come to pass. And as you're walking day by day by faith, God's going to develop you, and He's going to perfect that in you. Here it says that He wanted to come to perfect that which is lacking in your faith. This is why you want to be acting on the Word continually, and as you do it, God will work in you to perfect any area that is lacking in your faith. One last scripture today as we conclude this series, 2 Corinthians 13:5, He says, examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. 2 Corinthians 13:5. Examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. You have to examine yourself. Are you in the faith? Are you operating in faith? Prove your own selves. God is saying unto you that you're going to prove your own self. You're going to prove yourself to God and everybody else. Whether you're walking in faith is going to be evident by your walk and your words and what you're doing. Examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Take these principles, make your faith strong and effective, and watch God move your mountains and bring the promises to pass. God bless you. We'll see you on the next broadcast. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.